Our scripture this morning is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 6, verses 30 through 34, and then we skip a big chunk and go over to verses 53 through 56. Hear now the word of the Lord. The apostles gathered around Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a deserted place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they hurried there on foot from all the towns and arrived ahead of them. As he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. When he had crossed over, they came to land at Gennesaret and moored the boat. When they got out of the boat, people at once recognized them, and they rushed about the whole region and began to bring the sick on mats wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went, and at the villages or the cities or the farms, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch even the fringe of his cloak. And all who touched it were healed. The word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God. So, it was a bit of an odd scripture to me. So you all may know, you may not, been preaching from the lectionary. So the lectionary is a collection of scriptures that goes through a three-year cycle. Okay. And I do this basically so that you're not hearing my favorite scriptures preached over and over again. Because if I had to pick what I wanted to talk about from the scriptures that I liked, we'd hear like the same five sermons over and over again, and that would get very old for all of us very quickly. So we have the lectionary, and it sort of forces me to read these scriptures and to listen to the word of God and to preach a sermon on each and every one of them. All that to say, I didn't decide which verses we read today. I'm passing the buck on to somebody else. This is an odd group of scriptures, it seems. We sort of started off at a bookend, and then we skip some really cool stuff. And we go all the way to the end, and we hear this other little bit of stuff. And we skipped in between the feeding of the 5,000. That's a fun story. We skipped Jesus walking on water. That's another cool story. We've just gone right over them. Listen to these stories about how big of a deal Jesus was, how everybody recognized them, how they were unable to even get any rest whatsoever. Now, the cool thing about the lectionary is we'll get to come around to these scriptures later. Next week, we'll read the feeding of the 5,000 from the Gospel of John and maybe even Jesus walking on water. So we'll get to them later. But this week, we're kind of stuck with these passages, trying to find some meaning from what feels like the boring parts of a story. I said in Sunday school class, it's almost like listening to just or watching the first quarter and the fourth quarter of a ball game and skipping all the insides. But even that wasn't quite accurate because the fourth quarter is the good part. If you only watch the fourth quarter of a ball game, you'll be doing okay. It's like watching the first quarter and the third quarter and not getting any of the good stuff. Or so it seems. But in this passage, let's get a little bit of context, right? So Jesus, earlier in chapter 6, has sent out the disciples two by two to go on like a mission trip. He sent them out in front of them to do work, to teach, to cast out demons, to do this work before he travels into these places. He gives them a job. They go out. And in the meantime, we get the story that we read last week about the death of John the Baptist. And then the disciples come back. They're telling Jesus all about everything that they've done, everything that they've taught, all this good stuff. They're like, "Dude, we went on a good mission trip." And Jesus is like, "Well done. You deserve a rest. You've worked hard. Let's go away all by ourselves. There's no other people. And we'll have a rest." And so they go out. But people see them. They recognize Jesus. They probably recognize the disciples from the work that they've just done. And everybody goes out, hurries along on foot, and gets to where they're going before they get there. Not much of a rest. Jesus feeds the 5,000. He sends the disciples on their way. And Jesus takes time, in the part that we didn't read today, to go off on his own to pray as well. And while Jesus is praying, as the disciples go off across the sea, the storm comes up. Now they're headed to a very particular place. They're headed to Bethsaida. But the storm comes up, blows them off course apparently, because when Jesus comes walking across the water, settles the storm, gets in the boat, they end up mooring their boat at Gennesaret. Not where they intended to be. Their plan that they had is blown off course. They end up at this other place. And even there, even with this changed itinerary, everybody apparently recognizes them. And people come from all over the place, bringing them more jobs to do, more sick people to heal. Villages, cities, farms, people from all over the place, putting their sick in front of Jesus so that they might even just touch the fringe of his cloak. Because everybody that touched him was healed. That's our story today. And so as I was thinking about this, even skipping all the fun parts, can you imagine eating a hamburger and taking all the cheese and meat and onions and lettuce out of it? You're just stuck with a bun. I feel like we're reading a bun scripture today. We've taken all the good stuff out. Let's find some sesame seeds sprinkled on top. Maybe there's still some mustard, mayonnaise on the buns that we can sink our teeth in and enjoy. It seems that rest is an important part of this scripture. The apostles have done this important thing. They've just come back and they need a rest. And so Jesus encourages them to go and take a rest. Have you ever felt like you needed a rest? All the time. Have you ever felt like the disciples? You go and try to rest, and it just feels like more and more is piled on top of you. That's rough. We live in this culture that is so product driven. It seems that our value as human beings is determined by what we produce. And so if we're not working, if we're not producing anything worthwhile, our culture seems to tell us that we are not worthwhile. And so even when we go on vacations, we feel like we have to do 2 weeks worth of work before we go on vacation. Have you felt that? And then the whole time we're on vacation, we don't get to relax because we're worried about what we're missing at work, what's falling through the cracks, what's not happening. And then when we get back, we got another 3 weeks worth of work to catch up on. So you miss 1 week of work. You've done an extra week before and you got two extra at the end. It's like three extra weeks of work just for missing one. It's awful. It's hard to take a break and to rest in this culture and this society that we live in. But it's important to do. I was on vacation this past week. I didn't feel that way. I feel pretty rested. Don't get me wrong. It was wonderful. I went to the beach. I got to fish a little bit. But I want to tell you what happened on the last day when I was fishing. I want you to know I'm not proud of this story. I was a bad person. I was fishing. Been there all week. I'm starting to get things figured out. There's a sandbar out in the ocean, right? And so if you're going to catch any fish, you have to go out to the sandbar to fish from there. Okay? So I do this. I rig up. I got hooks, sinkers, shrimp, sand fleas. I walk out onto the sandbar. It's like waist deep. Waves are crashing over me. It's not necessarily a relaxing thing to do, but it's fun. So I was doing it. And then on the beach next to us, This whole week, there had been this couple. They were an older couple, and they liked to swim out in the ocean. Now, have you been to the ocean? It's not a little place, right? There's a lot of ocean. There's a lot of ocean. But my last day, I'm out there fishing, working my butt off, in the sandbar, waves crashing over me, and this old lady decides to come swim right next to me, right on top of me. At first, I was legitimately worried I was going to catch her. Okay? I'm not opposed to catching a mermaid. She was a little old for my taste. But I was worried about it. She swims right up next to me, goes right in front of me. She crosses over where my hooks are in the water, looking at me the whole time. And then I was like, okay, she'll just swim back on this side. No, she swam back across me and then up the front. And while she's still in the water, her husband comes out, and he was like an ex-Navy SEAL or something. He was swimming way out. So he comes really close. It's a big ocean right up next to me. And he doesn't swim straight out. He's like crossing over. I was worried I was going to hook him. I was just like, it's the last day. I hadn't put any ice in my cooler with all the shrimp the whole entire day before, so they were a little stanky anyways. Weren't super fresh, so I was like, I'm done. I'm not going to catch anything. I'm getting beat up by the waves. My neighbors, I did not love them this day, are swimming in front of my stuff. I was very upset. Reeled my stuff in. Took my hooks off the poles, wrapped everything up, put them down. And I decided, I'm not proud of this. Since they weren't sure what straight in front of their little patch of beach was, and they were going to drift in front of me, I would return the favor. This is my vacation. So I took my stinky cooler of fish, shrimp, I walked down to the beach, and I accidentally forgot what straight in front of me was, and I threw my shrimp right over in front of them. I'm not proud of it. And then I ran away, of course, too. Then I watched from the hotel, like kicking the shrimp underneath the sand. I'm not proud of it. Not proud of it. I was trying to get some rest. I was trying to do the thing that I loved. I was trying to fish. I was trying to have a good time. And these people were just coming over and getting in my space, messing it all up. It was frustrating. Felt like I knew what the disciples were feeling. They're trying to relax. They're trying to go off on their own to a deserted place. There's room all over the place. And these people are just coming with their problems. But Jesus isn't like us. He's not petty like I was. I'm glad we don't have confessionals in our church. I'd have to go to confessional. I just did. Thank you. But Jesus, unlike us, he looks at these people and he has compassion for them. He recognizes that they're like sheep without a shepherd. And he begins to teach them. He fulfills their spiritual needs. Bit of a spoiler for next week. He fills their physical needs by feeding them too. Jesus gives the people what they need. But he also makes sure that he takes a break. And he goes off to pray. And he himself rests. And the cool thing that Jesus does is he sends the disciples out too. To go get a rest. They were on that boat without Jesus in the storm because he stayed behind to dismiss the crowds. Jesus recognizes when we need a break. Jesus recognizes when we need rest and takes care of the needs of the world so that we can go take a break. But he doesn't leave us out there all alone. He comes behind us. And he grabs us back in and he says, hey, it's time to get back to work. And just as the disciples were headed to Bethsaida, that's not where they ended up. A lot of times we get this idea of what we're going to do to help people. We have this idea of what our ministry is going to be. How we're going to have an impact in the world. And something comes along and it blows us off course. Maybe it's a global pandemic. Maybe it's a new shopping center being put in. Get blown off course a little bit. But when we get to the other side, there's needs there too. Wherever we are, it seems that there are needs. And it seems like there are people that need help. People that need healing in their bodies and their souls and their minds. And wherever the people of God land, wherever that boat gets to, Jesus hops out of the boat and he helps heal them. People come from all over the place. The cities, the villages, the farms. We talked in Sunday school about, like, what's the last time that those three different groups of people were all on board with the same thing? I made the joke, like, it's Duke basketball and how much we all hate them. That's the only time we get together. Our hatred for Duke basketball. I thought that would get a better reaction. I don't know. Is it the blue? I don't know. I'm sorry. Jesus brings all of these people together. There's needs all over the place. Doesn't matter people's occupation, their wealth level, what they have or what they don't have. People are hurting and in need of healing wherever they are. And Jesus meets them there. He sends us off to get rested, to get rejuvenated. And then he expects us to meet him there and to help heal people. So let us look for the ways that we can heal folks. Let us recognize when we need rest. We need to heal ourselves. But let's also be ready to jump in that boat, to moor it on the other side of the sea, and to get some work done. Amen.